The vacuum former is a device that forms plastic shapes over a positive mold. It does this by heating up a sheet of plastic over a mold form, draping the plastic over the mold, then applying a vacuum to press the heated plastic firmly around the mold.
You can design a lot of cool things, but you have to be safe when you do it. There are basic parts of various vacuum formers. You should review the manual for the one that you have access to. Be familiar with the on and off switch, timer, bottom vacuum chamber, top frame holder, and the vacuum pump.
There are some procedures that you need to be aware of when vacuum forming. First, a former is made from a material such as a soft wood. The edges or sides are shaped at an angle so that when the plastic is formed over it, the former can be removed easily.
The item for forming is placed in the vacuum former. A sheet of plastic, for example, compressed polystyrene, is clamped in position above the mold. The heater is then turned on, and the plastic slowly becomes soft and pliable as it heats up. The plastic can be seen to warp and distort as the surface expands.
After a few minutes, the plastic is ready for forming, as it becomes very flexible. The heater is turned off, and the mold is moved upwards by lifting the lever until it locks in position.
Then the vacuum is turned on, and this pumps out all the air beneath the plastic sheet. Atmospheric pressure above the plastic sheet pushes it down on the mold. At this stage, the shape of the mold can be clearly seen through the plastic sheet.
When the plastic has cooled sufficiently, the vacuum pump is switched off. The plastic sheet is removed from the vacuum former. The sheet has the shape of the former pressed into its surface. The excess plastic is trimmed so that only the plastic piece remains, the completed item.
Before using a vacuum former, there are several things you need to consider in preparing for vacuum forming activities. Inspect the vacuum former for any damaged parts, especially the electrical components. If the vacuum former fails your inspection, inform your teacher and remove it from use.
Be sure there are not any old plastic sheets or remnants in the vacuum forming chamber or the thermoplastic forming holder.
Choose a work area near a power outlet so that you don't need an extension cord. Be sure the work area is clean, dry, and clear of any tripping hazards, and the vacuum former has plenty of room around it for ventilation and heat dissipation. All surfaces in your workspace should be made of or covered with non-flammable material.
Personal protection is extremely important, even with small appliances like vacuum formers. Like any shop activity, it is important to wear eye protection. Blowing air from the vacuum can stir up dust and debris. You may be handling plastic that is pretty warm to the touch. You may want to use work gloves to protect your hands against hot temperatures or burns. Remove jewelry and tie long hair back to prevent against injuries.
Mold can be made from many types of materials. Recommended materials include MDF, plywood, foam, aluminum, 3D prints, plaster, or machinable wax. If using non-air sealed materials such as styrofoam or plaster, seal the mold before vacuum forming.
You need to prepare your molds carefully for vacuum forming. Molds must be completely dry and free of all particulates. Blow out any sawdust or particulates carefully with an air gun, or if permitted, with a compressed air can before use.
Once ready, place your mold onto the center of the vacuum chamber area, and be sure you have sufficient space on the outsides of the mold for a good vacuum. You don't need any fastening methods to hold down the mold. The vacuum will take care of that. Do not use tape or screws to hold down the mold.
With the mold in place, select the color and material to be used for the plastic form. Recommended materials for the form include low-temperature thermoplastics such as acrylic, Lexan, PETG, styrene, or polycarbonate sheet. PVC or PVC-based materials that contain chlorine cannot be used.
Make sure you understand the toxicity of any material you are using. Your teacher will have MSDS or material safety data sheets on any material used in forming. Ask your teacher for this information before selecting your material. If you have any questions about any material, don't be shy to ask your teacher. Some plastics may have unsafe heat reactions. That means flammable.
Cut your material to the recommended size for your machine. Before you place the plastic in the former, make sure it is locked or unplugged to prevent accidental operation. Secure the plastic sheet by unlocking the frame and sandwich the material within the window. Make sure it's aligned and held at all sides. Any loose ends or corners may cause the plastic to sag or improperly form around the mold.
The top of the vacuum former, above the plastic, contains the heating element that will heat the plastic, making it pliable. Never put your hand near the element. Do not leave the machine unattended while it is heating up. Make sure everyone in the area knows it is on, and to stay clear.
Now that you are aware of setup and safety precautions, It's time to begin the process of vacuum forming. Turn on the former and initiate the warm-up procedure. For warm-up, set the timer as directed by the manufacturer to preheat the element. Check that your mold is still in the center of the vacuum chamber area, and be sure you have sufficient space on the outsides of the mold.
You can check the progress of your material through the window or from below. The plastic will go through three states of change. First, the material will deform unevenly and warp upward. Secondly, the material will begin to level off completely and become very glossy. Lastly, the material will begin to sag downward into the vacuum chamber. At this stage, it should be malleable and ready to be vacuumed around the mold.
With the material heated to the proper state, lower the frame down over the mold and lock in place. Start the electrical or hand vacuum pump to draw the plastic around the mold. When the plastic looks tight around the mold, release and move the frame up. At no time should you reach in and touch the heater element or hot plastic.
When your molding is done, turn all heating knobs back to the off position. Turn the equipment off by returning the circuit switches off. Wait a few minutes to allow the plastic to cool. You are then ready to reach in to remove your formed plastic part and mold.
On a cutting table, cut excess plastic away from your mold and gently rock and bend the plastic off your mold. Always cut away from your hands and body, and cut slowly to prevent sudden movements of the knife. Do not rush.
When your piece is done, clean up any scraps and clean the surrounding area. Let's review our tool safe notes.
Use PPE as directed by your teacher. Know your MSDS information of any heated plastic types used to form. Understand the precautions you need to take. Molds must be free of debris or dust and completely dry. Never place your hands near the heating element in the top of the vacuum former. Do not touch plastic until sufficiently cooled. Clean up your workspace.